Governor Jindal is building off a legislative commission's study of the Families in Need of Service program. Children are referred to FINS for being ungovernable, for bullying, or for substance abuse, among other reasons. There's worry that kids referred to FINS for non-criminal offenses are propelled into the delinquent system and then more likely to enter the state's prisons, the opposite of the program's goal. The governor is pushing legislation that would prevent children that don't belong in juvenile detention from ending up there. And that, Jindal says, can reduce state costs down the line.
In 2 years in a secure care facility, we spend more than what we would otherwise spend educating a child across 12 years. But there are also long-term savings associated with these reforms, including a reduction in adult prison expenses, less reliance on social services such as welfare and medical expenses, which are also costly to the state.
But Dr. Judith Rhodes says the new regulations alone aren't enough. FINS needs adequate funding. She says FINS needs more counselors, more mental health professionals, and more community intervention. It also needs more accountability. Dr. Rhodes worked with the Truancy Assessment and Services Center, or TASC, a program linked to FINS that identified children with truancy issues between elementary school and fifth grade. Her branch, which assessed the effectiveness of the program, was cut in December. Jindal says funding for FINS will be increased, and we'll know by how much on the 22nd, when the governor's budget is presented to a legislative committee. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.